mankind got a few ideas so very wrong in the past 1,000 to maybe 1,500 years. Take education, for instance. At one point in time, that long ago, it used to be about creating new ideas in the world. It used to be about creating wisdom in the world. But I don't think it's about that at all anymore. I think it's about creating labor. It's about creating hardworking people who will do not what their consciousness tells them to do. About people who do not wander or do not let their consciousness wander, but rather control it in a very specific way. And that has led to a lot of development in the world, at least on the surface. But I think humankind has lost an important use of its consciousness. I don't think very many people in the world look at the night sky anymore. I don't think very many people ponder about their role in the universe or appreciate the value of their consciousness. Really, truly appreciate the value of their consciousness. And what else is there? Everything else is replaceable except consciousness. If you literally, if your heart stopped beating right now, you could possibly get another one. But your consciousness is irreplaceable. Psychedelic drugs, I think, play a very vital role in the world. Some countries in the world, and I would at this point already consider only those countries to be developed that are able to classify psychedelic substances as being meaningful to society. Psilocybin mushrooms, LSD, marijuana. If your country has, or rather, if your society has harsh views on these substances, then that is an indicator that your country's or your society's leadership is not in a position where it respects you, respects your consciousness, and respects the value of your consciousness or theirs. It's a clear indicator. It's as clear as anything is in this universe. I used to consume a fair bit of marijuana. In fact, the year of 2012 is a little bit of a blur. So I speak from first-hand experiences when I say that this has had an extremely positive effect on my life. I don't consume anymore. Just don't have a job that is compatible with consumption. Just don't have circumstances that I can benefit a great deal. But every once in a while, every time I get the opportunity in a country where this is legal, in a country where this is enjoyable, I think this is a true treasure. In the year of 2013, about 6 months after I had given my consumption a break, I had one of the most spectacular nights in my life. You see, I was in the mountains, as most of my stories go, and I observed into the distance one time. At this point in my time, I was away from my friends. One of my friends lived in the vicinity, but most of my friends, because I was still in university at that time, had graduated, because almost all of my friends were older than me. And I was on the roof of the apartment where I lived, on the house where I lived, and I could see into the distance. And there was this beautiful valley that stretched out for maybe 40, 50 kilometers. And the furthest mountain that you could see, if you really wanted to get on top of that mountain or a village that was on that mountain, it would probably be, I would say, a 5-hour journey by car. But as the crow flies, it would only be like 40, 50 kilometers. I used to spend a lot of time observing the universe. And I think psychedelic substances had opened the door for me to understand my consciousness a little bit better. I was in a position where I was careful about how I spent my time, about what I observed, what I felt, and the value of it all. it had started to make sense to me. Just that night, I called my friend, and she happened to be on the terrace of her building, which was not terribly far away. Just having a normal conversation, shooting the shit, not having any important discussion whatsoever, and therefore one of the most valuable moments of time that you can spend with your friends. And just as I was having that conversation, I looked into the distance, as I often did. It was a relatively clear night. Stars were visible. Moonlight was relatively low, and that was one of my favorite opportunities to observe the night sky. The dimmer the moonlight, the more easily you can see stars, the more easily you can see celestial objects. And this was that kind of night. I hadn't planned it out to be an astrophotography night. I didn't have any cameras with me. I didn't really have any preparation. I was just spending my time in the universe. As I had a conversation with her, and as I was looking into the distance, looking into the mountains, looking into the valley, and observing the night sky above it, I saw a streak of light. And that streak of light was so long, and it appeared so suddenly. The building where I was at was a relatively tall building, and most of the valley was either at this, all the other mountains were either at the same height, and you could see down the entire valley, and it's this super long, it's like a bowl, and you're on the edge of a bowl. You can see everything on the inside of that bowl. And you can see the sky. And in came that object, and it just didn't exist at all. And then one moment, it just streaked through that entire bowl. It illuminated everything. It was the brightest flash that I've ever seen in my life, and it appeared and disappeared quicker than anything I've ever imagined. For a split second, at this point I would say maybe a thousandth of a second, it illuminated everything. I could see the texture of the mountains, I could see the trees, I could see the shadows of trees for a split second. And it was such a beautiful shade of green. It was almost unreal how beautiful that was. If I hadn't been sober long enough, that long, I would probably have thought, maybe I'm hallucinating. But I really wasn't. I had never seen something so beautiful and so life-changing, and something that transpired so quickly. I think psychedelics opened the doors to me understanding in that moment the beauty of what I had just seen in front of me. I had seen a meteorite possibly make contact with Earth. I think by the time it landed, and it did appear that it made it all the way to terra firma, I think it only had a diameter of maybe, I think, sub-millimeter. And so it might be like a teeny tiny pebble from outer space. It could be billions of years old. At a time where life was very primitive, single-celled, or not even that. Maybe it was just all a big ball of lava. From that time on, this object had been traveling through the universe. From maybe when the universe was born, 14 billion years of journey. And there it was. In a moment we coexisted, and in a moment it perished. It ended its billions of years of journey right in front of my eyes. And I turned to my friend on the telephone while still being completely in awe of what I just experienced. And I was like, did you see that? Did you just see what happened? And she's like, what? Where? I was like, which way are you looking? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, are you looking towards the mountains where there is a tower? And are you seeing, are you looking into the valley? Oh no, I was looking the other way just now. And I was like, holy shit, you just missed it. And she's like, I just missed what?